So, what else? What else in the message on the screen was odd or strange, pointing to a hidden meaning? Matt's attention focused on the mention of his friends Ned and Tim. He didn't know anyone called Ned, and he didn't know a Tim that he'd call a friend. Dad knew some of Matt's friends. He'd met Nick Blows several times, and Alex Moon had been to stay, so why make up names? Ned was an anagram of end. Was that important? What about Tim, though? Short for time, perhaps? He started again from the beginning, and stopped when he got to Great Capital. That didn't seem to fit. Neither was the sort of word Dad would use. Great, well, maybe. Capital, certainly not. And why was go in italics? Actually, now he read it again, that whole paragraph was rather odd. Why was Dad calling it the old house? Why not capitalize house if he was using capitals on the and old? And then he got it. Of course, that was why Ned and Tim were there. Dad needed two names that Matt would realize were made up, were there for some specific reason, and they had to be names that started with N and T. Capital letters, and go was italicized, because the first two capitals in that paragraph were G and O from great and obviously, spelling go. He grabbed the biro he'd found in the desk drawer and the nearest piece of paper to write down the capitals from the whole message. The biro scratched D, but no ink came out, so he stuck it back in the drawer and took out a pencil. Broken. Third time lucky, and the gel pen he tried worked. It was green, but that didn't matter. Matt traced his finger along the lines on the screen and copied down the capital letters. DMSAIIWIIYI. He stopped. It was just gibberish. Matt stared at the message on the screen. Perhaps the italicized go was where he should start. Perhaps he just needed the capital letters from that paragraph. He tried again, and almost at once could see that he was right. Go to Aunt Jane. Matt stared at what he'd written. Well, he thought, that's clear enough. He read back through the last few lines on the screen in case there was more. I-I-T-I. Didn't look like it. More gibberish. But the comment about too many negatives made sense now. Take out a negative from the sentence, and what Dad was telling him was, do worry if you don't hear from me. Thanks, Matt said out loud, like I couldn't have guessed that by now. He was feeling queasy as he wondered what had happened to Dad. This was more than a game. What had happened that made Dad feel he had to send Matt a coded message?